Marama Davidson was listening into the back part of that One Day Perhaps to Be Dame. Marama Davidson, would you accept the honour if it was directed your way, sister?
Oh, depends, hey. I do appreciate accepting the honour on behalf of communities. I think that's valid.
Okay. We won't jump the gun, but it could be forthcoming. We'll wait and see. Just spoke about 16-year-olds. You've been an advocate for this. There's a bit of a push through the media and perhaps the mood of our country's slightly changing. What are you detecting?
Yeah, come on, Willie Jackson. Join the rest of us who know that, you know, our rangatahi, those next generations, they have every right to have a say because it is them who are going to inherit all of the decisions that we are making today, with the climate change, protecting their environment and making sure everyone has enough to live good lives. So, yes, we support all of the recommendations that came through the independent review, and we want all parties to commit to implementing them next term.
I think Willie Jackson actually favours a 10-year term, but only if his party are in. But that's another story. What about a 4-year term? What's your thinking here, please, Marama?
Yeah, absolutely. As a minister, I'm understanding that 3 years is such a short time to get anything substantial down into the ground, get the roots in for Te Ariri Kura, the elimination plan for violence, for example. So I just think it's more stability. And, you know, that's regardless of who is in government, Dale. More stability for people to actually get some work done.
Have you tried vaping?
I have not, but then again, I'm not addicted to tobacco. I'm privileged to not have that addiction either, so I haven't had a need to try vaping myself.
It's causing a few problems. I see that they're saying get rid of disposables, don't have vaping shops by schools or marae, and it seems to be getting some support. Your thoughts for a moment there, please.
Yeah, it's a really important start, particularly the crackdown on disposable vapes, which are so accessible for our rangatahi. There's also environmental harm. You know, they paru up the area as well. So kapai, good start. We need to see more evidence-based ways and rules to reduce the harm. That's the main point.
Kevin Prime's been a champion for our environment for a long time. He's a humble sort of a character, Kevin. Now, Sir Kev, what do you make of his contribution?
Oh, beautiful. Āmahi nui ki aia ki tana whānau hapu iwi hoki. Was lovely to see that over the weekend, and my goodness, talk about deserving and being accepting on behalf of communities, and of course, Matua Kevin always acknowledges that. So I think that's just beautiful. I think it's an example, Dale. Regardless of how it's come about, recognition for our grassroots leaders is always a good thing.
And can you tell us about a launch of a rental stories campaign? I'm not around this one, but maybe you can share some whakaro.
Yes, yesterday, just in one day, we've launched a platform for people who rent to tell their stories directly. In just that one day, Dale, we're already up to over 350. That was of last night, so we might even have more this morning. It's about recognising that whether you rent or own, having an affordable, warm, healthy and stable whare is a human right, is a core public good. So we're wanting to get those stories and allow for people to share those stories directly with all of us.
Thanks, Marama. Obviously, you know, it's election year, and so we can understand different political manoeuvres. We've just been through the King's birthday weekend. You're acknowledging Sir Kevin. But it is possible to acknowledge the good work in community, but not necessarily the system that that bestows titles of this type on them. What's your thoughts on sirs, knighthoods, dames, and the honours list in the name of the King?
I think it's, I guess I'm able to also speak from being in those investiture ceremonies, being in the ceremonies where people are awarded this recognition, and I think they're awesome. I really get to see the flavour and the diversity of what people, so many different people are doing, especially at a community level. And I come away feeling really inspired, my goodness gracious. So I think that is important. Regardless, I think we should have a space and a way to be able to acknowledge people who will hardly get acknowledgement in particular. That's what I'm interested in. Also think there's a good opportunity for Te Ao Māori. You know, we have the Matariki Awards, for example, and those have been going for a few years now. They're awesome. So for Te Ao Māori to be able to have our own acknowledgements, I'm not sure if I like the word awards, but it's just acknowledging the mahi and the leadership that people and collectives play, I think, is always important.
Arise, Dame Marama.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, Dale. But I guess, like, I'm not even trying to be falsely modest here. People, all the people who receive these awards, and when I've been at the awards with the whānau, they're not in it for the awards, eh? They just know that there's something that needs doing, and they're passionate about doing it.
Tēnā koe, what's occupying the bulk of your week this week, Te Tuhine?
Oh, James and I in Christchurch this Friday night, we're running our public event, All Things Climate is what it's called. We had the first one in Auckland on a Friday night, would you believe, a couple of weeks ago. We got a packed out Alan Melville Centre in Auckland Central there on a blimmin' Friday night. Couldn't believe it. It's just James and I as party leaders travelling around the country, meeting with community and hearing directly from people. What does climate action mean? What are the shifts we need to move towards, and what are the connections with protecting our environment and solving inequality as well? I loved our first meeting a couple of weeks ago, and I'm looking forward to the one in Christchurch this Friday.
Tēnā koe, Tuhine. Thanks again for your thoughts each week. I appreciate the time you spend with us. Ka pai.
Ngā mihi. Ngā mihi. Ka pai.
Tēnā koe.